starting right now.
It's time.
Bam!
It is a simple, harmless, inexpensive technique to detoxify your body.
I've tried everything. Hot yoga. Scream therapy. Adele. This is what works for me.
Okay, so in case you're lost.
Of course you are. But don't worry, you're not alone. But you should also worry because you're not alone.
Hey, it's Bob Angel.
Stupid.
Hi there.
Loser.
Hi there.
Racist.
Hey.
I was just kidding. You're so sensitive.
What?
And Detox Mansion.
WMFO Medford.
Got a little turbulence coming up. Should be no problem. Just remain in your seat until the sign is turned off. Thank you for your cooperation.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you so much for your service. God bless you.
All right, 11:01. Good morning, Bob Angel. The gates to Detox Mansion are open. Welcome to visiting hours. Wow. I like to walk, but I probably should not have done that today. My shirt is drenched. Anyway, this heat wave should be coming to an end tomorrow, so no big deal there. What is a big deal was this, you know, Trump had his hate rally down there in North Carolina this past week, and just despicable, absolutely despicable. Now, Randy Newman, once upon a time, wrote a song in a character. You know, this isn't Randy saying this stuff. This is a character. And Randy's character, I am 100% sure, would be attending one of Trump's hate rallies. Listen to his words. 91.5 WMFO.
A couple weeks ago, my wife and I took a little trip down to Mexico. Met this young girl there. We brought her back with us. Now she lives with us in our home. She cleans the hallway. She cleans the stair. She cleans the living room. She wipes the baby's ass. She drives the kids to school. She does the laundry too. She wrote this song for me. Listen. Yeah. The other afternoon, my wife and I took a little ride into Beverly Hills. Went to the private school our oldest child attends. Many famous people send their children there. This teacher says to us, we have a problem here. This child just will not do a thing I tell him to. He's such a big old thing. He hurts the other children. All the games they play, he plays so rough. Hold it, teacher. Wait a minute. Maybe my ears are clogged or something. Maybe I'm not understanding the English language. Yeah, you don't seem to realize my life is good. My life is good. My life is good, you old bag. My life just this evening, some young associates fall. To see us from New York City. They're gonna stay with us a couple weeks or so. I'm gonna take them to restaurants and everything. Gonna get them some real good cocaine. They don't get much where they come from. And this one guy's wife is such a pretty little brown thing that I'm allowed to give her a poke or two. What do you think of that? Teacher, let me tell you a little story. Just this morning, my wife and I went to this hotel in the hills. That's right, the Bel Air Hotel. A very good friend of ours happens to be staying. And the name of this young man is Mr. Bruce Springsteen. That's right. Yeah, we talked about this kind of woodblock or something. This new guitar we like. And you know what he said to me? Tell you what he said to me. He said, Rand, I'm tired. How would you like to be the boss for a while? Well, yeah. Blow, big man. Blow. My life
91.5 WMFO. Brand new, Jenny Lewis. Wasted Youth is the name of that song. And good stuff. The album is called On the Line. I thought Ringo Starr plays drums on most of that album from Jenny Lewis. He doesn't on this particular song. That's Jim Keltner doing it in this particular track. But good stuff anyway. Jenny Lewis. Before that, Paul and Linda McCartney, Monkberry Moon Delight. And that's from the Ram album in 1971. Why Can't I Hear Myself? There we go. Much better. Ram album is 1971. Monkberry Moon Delight was written for, he wrote that for Screamin' Jay Hawkins, who does a fabulous version of it. I actually listened to that and I almost played it. And I go, eh. Someday I'm going to play that Screamin' Jay Hawkins version of the song. Aerosmith, One Way Street from their debut in 1973. And then I just get so PO'd at the haters, the hate rally attendees, the red cap wearers. So, that's what prompted This Is Not America from David Bowie and the Pat Metheny Group off the Falcon and the Snowman soundtrack album. That was 1984. And from 1983, Randy Newman singing in that red-hatted voice, My Life is Good, from Trouble in Paradise. That was 1983. All right, 11:28. Wow, how did that happen? I've been having fun. That's how that happened. Let's skip this then because I'm behind schedule. And we can't have that, can we? It is hot out there. I was so relieved when clouds came in around Boston. They're not going to last very long. There's this little cloudy. So it's mostly cloudy right now in Boston, but it's still very, very hot, and it's going to stay that way. High temperature between 98 and 101 degrees. We'll see how that works out. And the humidity is in the 70s. It got up to 77 last night. That was crazy. It's down to 70 right now. But, light breeze, 15 to 25 miles an hour. And the Downeaster going by, the Amtrak Downeaster, always goes by just at this time. Thanks for beeping. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 75 or so. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny most of the day, but some afternoon thunderstorms. High temperature tomorrow. Are you ready for tomorrow's high? 82 degrees. It's going to feel so good. And the rest of the week, dew points are in the lower 60s, which is still pretty muggy, but at least it isn't this tropical crap that we've been having. Currently, on the campus of Tufts University, we do have 95 degrees.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
All right, 11:30, straight up on Detox Mansion, visiting hours, and hope you're staying cool. Crank up that AC and crank up these tunes. This is brand new. We got a lot of great new music out right now. A lot from women, too. I'm playing a lot of women today. I don't want to step on the, nothing but the women or anything. What's the name of that show on Saturdays? It's an all-women's music show. But sometimes mine feels that way. But Brittany Howard has a terrific new album out called Jamie. That's it. It's just released. And now I lost the song. Where is it? There we go. This song is called Stay High. Something I used to say when we were young. When you say goodbye, you say, stay high. So let's do that. This is Brittany Howard, 91.5 WMFO.
Mm-hmm. that you come from, yeah.
Thank you.
midnight confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
You're listening to Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
91.5 WMFO and the Dixie Dregs with a refried funky chicken off the Free Fall album from 1977. I love them. Yeah, we did a little, what did they call it? Jazz fusion, I believe, back in the day. And so we did a few of those. Al Demiola, who's still out touring, by the way, and so are Dixie Dregs, for that matter. I made it sound like they don't exist anymore. But we went to Al Demiola's Tour de Force album, his live album from 1982 for Cruisin'. Pat Metheny Group. Well, we played the This Is Not America, and I just said, well, we've got to hear some Pat Metheny, man. I haven't played Pat Metheny in quite a few years, actually. We took the title track from American Garage. That came out in 1979. The Grassroots with Midnight Confessions. That was a single in 1968. There's a great compilation of Wrecking Crew songs. You know, the band, the studio musicians, the Wrecking Crew. And, of course, when I want to think of the names of the people in the Wrecking Crew, I can never do it. Craig Durga is one of them. Whatever. You know, the Wrecking Crew did the backing tracks for Beach Boys and Mamas and Papas and just... hundreds, and they were on literally hundreds of hit records back then, and that was one of them. Linda Ronstadt, and the version I specifically did not want to play, but I did anyway, long, long time. That came from the Best of Linda Ronstadt, the Capitol Years. There was a live version that I It's also on that Best of Linda Ronstadt album. I queued up the wrong one. It's a great live one. There's no strings in it. The strings bug me. It's just guitar and lap steel, and it's just absolutely beautiful, and I think the vocal is even better on it. And it, yeah. Anyway, go find that version of it. And Brittany Howard started things off. Her solo album called Jamie is out on ATO Records, and we heard Stay High. That's it, 11:56. I'm Bob Angel. It's Detox Mansion. We're almost an hour in to visiting hours, so we only got a little over an hour to go. And I'm going one of two ways here, and I've just decided that, it's hot, so let's do some hot stuff. This is brand new from the Black Keys. Black Keys, by the way, will be at the TD Garden on the 11th of October, which is a Friday. Perfect for this. So check these guys out. Black Keys, 91.5 WMFO. Go!
The day is long.